What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this conversation. What's up, guys? So it hasn't even been a full 24 hours since the verdict was released. And we know that Diddy has been denied bail. He will be held until sentencing. And my personal opinion is he's probably going to get at least 5 years with time served. And then it's federal time, so he probably won't have to serve all of it. But it's just my personal opinion, because I believe he'll probably get at least 5 years for each charge that he was found guilty on, which were 2 out of the 5. And he'll probably have to serve it concurrently, not consecutively, meaning he won't be serving 5 years and then another 5 years and, you know, whatever. It'll be like running together, serving together concurrently. It's my personal opinion, but I wasn't surprised that he wasn't released on bail, because there are victims in the situation. Although some people don't believe that these people are victims, they were victims. If they weren't seen as victims, then the jury would have just found him not guilty on everything. So people have to remember he was still found guilty on some things. And the judge has a higher duty than the jury does when it comes to making sure that the victims are safe. And those victim impact statements that were sent to the judge to say, please don't release this man. He is dangerous. I am in fear. All of the things. I don't have any reason to believe that they are lying about that. I do believe that these people are fearful, which is one of the reasons why a lot of people didn't step forward in the first place. But for those who were secretly hoping and praying and then outwardly celebrating after the fact, maybe they should have just stayed silent, like they were hoping and praying that he would be getting off of this situation and he didn't get the full extent of the law thrown at him that they were trying to do. So just keep silent, because some of these people just really need to keep their mouths closed. I'm going to share some of the reactions, shall we say, to this verdict. So Kim Porter's best friend praises God for the outcome of Diddy's trial, and Tiny approves this message. She says, praise God. Opinions, we all are entitled to them. Mistakes, we all make them. Judging, we all do it. Gossip, we are all guilty of it. God's will is higher than any opinion, mistake, judgment, or gossip. If this is God's will for Puff / Diddy, then that's his will. In the end, what we think does not compare to his will. Who are we to judge? That's God's job. It's all in his hands. You never know. It's all in the word. # read your Bible. My opinion. Yeah, that's your opinion, because the Bible is the truth. And child, this ain't got a thing to do with God, okay? And then Tiny comments and says, yeah, praise hands emojis. People want to charge you so bad for being freaky as nasty work. The audacity to even make a statement like that when this chick was talking about God, which she was wrong too, to even go there with that. It's just absolutely ridiculous. So we know he's been found guilty, and for them to just think this was all God's plan and God's will for him to get off on the more serious charges is ridiculous. So here we have Funkmaster Flex. Now, he put out an Instagram post and he says, I think Cassie has been through a lot, especially at a young age. She is such a nice person and always gave off good energy. I hope her and her family overcome all of the pain they are going through. The entertainment business is a dangerous environment that everyone is not built for. I do think you and your lawyers should give it a rest. You threatened to drop a book, then got paid out to not drop the book. If you cared so much to get your message out, you would have dropped the book. I get it. It's a case. You had to testify. You 30 mil up and 10 mil up from the hotel. It's actually 20 mil from Diddy and 10 mil from the hotel, but I digress. You planned this lick. Please don't be mad at me, but I don't see you as a victim. You was young. Diddy made bad choices, and you made bad choices. When do you plan to teach girls not to make the same mistakes you made? Just my opinion, at Cassie. I hope she hasn't blocked, because first of all, it's like, you start out with saying she's been through a lot, especially at a young age, and now you're saying, but I don't see you as a victim. This is the reason why victims don't come forward, because unlike some people who were like walking down a street and some stranger grabbed them up, kidnapped them, did a lot of terrible things to them, held them captive, all of those things. Unfortunately, a lot of the victims are not those types. I would actually venture to say most of the victims are not those types. Most of the victims are people who were actually at some point in time in a relationship with someone. It started out cool, started out good. The person was love bombing, all of the things that they do. It is a trap. It's entrapment. I'm not here to say that Cassie is perfect, but like I said, most of the time, the victims are not perfect. They're just looking for these people to be like some random that this stranger grabbed up, put them in the back of a white van. Remember when that was going around about the human trafficking and women, make sure you're watching out for white vans because they're grabbing people off the street and they're putting them in the back of white vans and then they're going to get sold into sex slavery and all that other stuff. I'm not saying that stuff doesn't happen, but a lot of times, more often than not, it's not like that. Most of the time, it is someone that is in some way, shape, or form knowing the person, trusting them in some way, shape, or form because they allow them to get their guard down and then out of the blue, wham. So I unfortunately feel like this has been a huge loss for victims overall because some people were feeling like, oh my God, they finally got some person who has a lot of power, a lot of status, a lot of money, who has done some terrible things to people and they're going to take them down. Now, it may not be the popular thought because this person is a Black person, but why can't someone just be a Black person and do good versus doing stuff to people that's just not right? And then when something comes up for them to be held accountable for their actions, then people want to say, oh, they just want to take a good Black man down. Utilizing that in the trial to say, oh, he was mainly hiring Black people. Yeah, because a lot of the stuff that he was having those Black people do, some of them, not all, some of the white people that were hired, they would never do stuff like that. You know what I mean? You wind up getting a situation like Tyler Perry got. So I'm just saying, to see the responses of some of these people that are all for Diddy now, and they're celebrating it, and they're just making it out to be, oh, this is just a freaky man who had a lot of fetishes, and some people may not agree with it, but it's no crime. He still was found guilty on some things, guys. He was not found not guilty on everything. If it were the case, he would have walked yesterday. That's why he's being held, and that's why it'll probably be some years before he is out again. And I ain't mad at it. Whether it happens or not, I really have no dog in the fight, so it doesn't matter that much to me. It does not make me stay up at night or help me to go to sleep at night. It doesn't involve my life, okay? But to still be on this thing and adding to this narrative that is intense online, especially when it comes to Black men, calling Cassie not a victim, it's just sad. But unfortunately, it's to be expected. So, you know, TMZ, they posted Cassie asked the judge not to let him out, fear she's in danger. I feel like she always felt that way. But he had to comment. Yeah, well, he had to, you know, post this and talk about it and say, is Cassie in danger? And then adding her, you're victimizing her more. I hope she hasn't blocked. But TMZ always on the case. I guess this is not the outcome that she wished for. Of course it isn't. Of course it isn't. And so to try to preface it by, I know she's been through a lot, especially at a young age, blah, 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 blah. But you cancel all of that out by saying what you said. And like someone else said here, and I agree with it, just because he was found not guilty don't mean he's not guilty. And if you know, then you know. It goes back to the OJ thing. Just because he was found out guilty doesn't mean that he actually didn't do that stuff. It's beyond a reasonable doubt. And if the evidence brought forth and the witnesses and all of the things that they had to use was not enough to convince the jury that he was 100% beyond a shadow of a doubt, without any reasonable doubt, not, you know, he was guilty, then they had to find not guilty. So the jury did their job. But to say that she's not a victim, it still doesn't mean that the person is not a victim. Just like there are some people who unfortunately get tried and convicted and they actually didn't do anything or wasn't what they said it was, there are some people who get off, like the Diddy's of the world, who actually were guilty of things and they got off because they had the money and the influence to win the case. He had the money for the defense to be able to fight for him the way that they fought for him. It's one of the main reasons why. It's not because, you know, I told you guys before, I was a legal assistant many years ago. I was a legal assistant for 12 years. And while I never worked in criminal law, I did work for an attorney that did pro bono for criminal cases. And there was a case where he was appointed to represent a guy who murked a female, black female cab driver. This was many years ago before Uber and Lyft and all those things existed, all the rideshare services. And she had just started the job to save up money so that she could buy Christmas gifts for her children. And this guy, I believe he did it. I do believe he did it. But because the prosecution did not have a strong case and the attorney that I worked for at the time, he just really did a great job. He got the guy off. And he said to me, I got a murderer off today. He believed the guy did it. But they're just doing their job. These attorneys are just doing the work that they were hired to do. And if you're lucky enough to get a good attorney that actually does the job for you, that can be the outcome where you actually are guilty, but you get off. It doesn't happen for a whole lot of Black people. I know this, so I understand a little bit, just a little bit, of how a lot of Black people feel, where they feel like the justice system is not fair. But we cannot put Diddy in that same justice system that a lot of people who don't have the money and are Black have to go up against, because he has the privilege and the finances to be able to do that. And it's not the same. So this is like the old story when it comes to these celebrities, you know? They're celebrating the celebrity while they're shaming the victim. So they're shaming Cassie. Funk Flex is adding her, like the nerve. If you want to write your opinion, write your opinion. But the fact that you're adding her, like you really wanted this to be in her face. You really wanted her to see this. But, you know, there are a few people out here that actually are celebrities that are being honest in the opposite direction. And I'd love to see it. So the comedian Lunel, she says, so ladies, we're dead in the water. People are cheering for this nasty man with the devil emoji. Nobody, and I mean nobody, cares about what men do to women. It's sad as F to me. All his enablers and helpers, they just get to skip away scot-free. Hurry, run and get your baby oil and let the freak-offs begin again. Sad emoji. And it's true. She is absolutely 100% right. But you know what, guys? And this ain't got nothing to do with the race. It's about the power. It's about the money. Because right now, we are living in a lawless society where we have a criminal, we have a convict for the president whose wife is an immigrant. And he is running loose and wild to get immigrants out of this country and calling them felons and criminals when he's the criminal. It's like the audacity and the nerve. I just, at this point in time, I'm going to be honest with you guys, it just makes me not care about credit scores anymore. It makes me not care about the things that people used to strive to do well and do right. I'm not saying that I'm going to get out here to do wrong, but it's just like, the standards that they try to uphold for everyone else, but then they're not even living by them. And then you all are out here. And when I say you all, I'm not speaking about everyone that's listening to this. So please don't think that's what I'm saying. But a lot of people are out here cheering and celebrating, doing an impromptu freak off outside of the courthouse, making fun of it and stuff like that. It's just not, there's nothing funny about it. But this is the world that we live in. And the Bible said that it would be like this in the days to come. The love of man will wax cold. People will become lovers of themselves.
They will call right wrong and wrong right. You cannot tell me we're not living in those times right now. I'm not here to sit and say, oh, the world is about to come to an end or Jesus is coming back tomorrow. I'm not saying those things, but I'm saying you cannot deny it, that that stuff is really true. And it's sad. The man who is the president is an adjudicated SCX offender and his victim has still not been paid. And he is going through hell and high water to still try to get her cases dismissed. And he did everything that that woman said that she had done to her. As well as the porn star, Stormy Daniels. Everything. So people celebrating and cheering Diddy, not surprised. But some of them is like, really? You should have just kept your mouth shut. Tiny, you know, we know the accusations of her and her husband, and they never really came to fruition. But I don't think a lot of those women were lying, even though some of them were paid, or I would say maybe all of them were paid to do the stuff that they were doing. But it's just like, why not? Why you gotta live like that? I'm just saying, like, anyway, guys, I'm gonna end it there. I wanna know what you guys think. So please let me know your thoughts in the comments.
Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and I'm going to say bye. Doctor, you're nice.